USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Russia has now imposed sanctions against United States President Joe Biden, his son, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and other U.S. officials and individuals associated with them, according to the Russian Foreign Ministry. The statement went on to explain that this is a retaliation step, and it was inevitable as the consequences of the extremely Russophobic course taken by the current U.S. administration, which in a desperate attempt to maintain has relied, discarding all decency, on the frontal constricting of Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki addressed Russia's recent sanctions against U.S. top officials, saying the restrictions won't have much of an impact. Just 2 weeks after the U.K. dropped its last remaining COVID-19 mitigation measure, COVID-19 cases were up 48% in the U.K. compared to the week before. Hospitalizations were up by 27% over the same period. This is USA Radio News.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Japanese and U.S. Marines had their first airborne landing and combat training together near Mount Fuji today as the two allies strengthened military cooperation amid growing maritime activity by China and Russia in the regional seas. Japan has been expanding its defense budget and capability for about a decade and is now revising its key national security strategy in the face of threats from China, North Korea, and now Russia. Another large group of migrants, this time 122 of them, arrived by boat into the United States, landing north of Key West, Florida. The migrants' arrival was a maritime smuggling event, according to U.S. Border Patrol Chief Walter Slosar. Slosar said there's a coordinated response with our state, local, and federal partners, and then get those individuals processed and transported to our local station. The arrival comes little more than a week after another boat carrying over 300 migrants, also believed to be from Haiti, ran aground near Key Largo. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
We've got the latest update on potentially more COVID spending.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hopes to start working on a COVID relief bill this week. More than $15 billion in additional COVID relief was stripped from a larger spending bill last week after bipartisan objections. Pelosi called herself very disappointed during an event in New York City. The White House saying new COVID funds are urgently needed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
More than 2 years after the Boy Scouts of America sought bankruptcy protection amid an onslaught of child sex abuse allegations, a judge will determine whether to confirm its proposed reorganization plan in a trial that starts today. In the trial in bankruptcy court in Delaware, it'll stretch over several weeks as attorneys and witnesses battle over a host of complex issues, including insurance rights, liability releases, and the value of 80,000 or more child sex abuse claims, and how such a huge number of claims came to be filed. Russian authorities are now seeking a 13-year prison sentence for opposition leader Alexei Navalny in a trial critics see as an attempt to keep President Vladimir Putin's biggest foe in prison for as long as possible. Navalny, who's already serving 2.5 years in a penal colony east of Moscow, has been charged with fraud and contempt of court. The prosecution accuses him of embezzling money that he and his foundation raised over the years. Navalny has rejected the allegations as politically motivated. Stay updated anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.